Chapter 9. The Plan. Harry was beginning to feel impatient. Perhaps Prince Suma won't come, he thought. Maybe we're waiting here for nothing. I could have been trying to rescue Rachel instead. In a few hours, the sun would rise. The other pirates might wake up early and go searching for their missing friend. Harry looked at his watch.
Don't worry, said Dave. Suma will come. We've organized a meeting place and a special signal so that I'll know when he's approaching. He's going to make the sound of a bird, and he'll meet me at the top of the stone steps.
Dave remembered his university days and Suma telling him stories about the steps from the days when Matomachi Island was peaceful. It was traditional then for the natives of the island to congregate at the bottom of the stone steps on the day of a prince's coronation. The steps were decorated with flowers, and as the prince descended them, the natives would lower their heads as he passed. The prince would have his coronation on the beach, with the islanders singing in his honour. The steps were an important part of their history. Suddenly, the sound of a bird was heard.
"What was that? Did you hear it?" Harry asked Dave.
"That's Suma's signal," Dave said quietly. "I'd better go to the steps and wait for him."
"I'm coming with you," said Harry.
The two young men approached the stone steps quietly, and Suma appeared near the first step.
"Suma, I thought you'd never arrive," said Dave, happy to see his old friend.
"You know I would never disappoint you," said Suma, approaching Dave.
"This is Lieutenant Harry Johnson," Dave explained. "Harry is trying to rescue his friend from some bandits."
"Welcome to Matomachi," said Suma, taking Harry's hand. "We were enjoying ourselves on a cruise ship when the bandits came along," Harry told Suma. "I think they're planning to ask for money to free my friend."
"He's talking about the film star Rachel Moore," Dave added.
"Wow, Rachel Moore," said Suma. "I've seen all her films."
Suma spoke about Rachel's most popular film for a few moments, and then he told Dave his news. Suma had found his native friends, and they wanted to meet Dave.
"What's the plan?" asked Dave.
Before Suma spoke, he looked at Dave and said something quietly in his ear.
"Don't worry about Harry," said Dave. "You can trust him. He's on our side."
"Okay,"
said Suma. Suma told Harry and Dave that they were going to meet two loyal contacts, Peng and Thomas, at the old mission.
"My contacts found a large reserve of weapons hidden in an underground tunnel there," he said.
"Aren't there any mercenaries guarding it?" asked Harry.
"Not all the time," replied Suma. "That's how the natives found it. They had secretly followed some mercenaries to the mission and to the tunnel entrance. When the mercenaries left the building with nobody to guard it, Peng and Thomas went into the tunnel and found the weapons."
"Do the mercenaries live in the mission?" asked Dave.
"Not all of them, just the few that guard the weapons. That's why we must be very careful," Suma warned. "It will be morning in a few hours, and we can't risk being caught."
"I don't understand," said Harry, confused. "Your only plan seems to be to obtain the weapons. Is that right?"
Suma smiled.
"We plan to enter the places where the mercenaries and the pirates are living. We'll attack them by surprise, using the weapons."
"You need a lot of men for that," said Harry.
"Don't worry about that. There are a lot of natives on Matomachi who want to free the island of the mercenaries and these bandits. They'll all help us."
"But why are there still mercenaries on the island?" asked Harry. "The war between the two islands has been over for many years now."
"The mercenaries and pirates are the masters of the island. Nobody tells them what to do. The islanders are too scared to do anything," replied Suma.
"But now the islanders have got a brave leader like Prince Suma," added Dave.
Well, I'm in the army, so maybe I can help too, said Harry.
Suma put his hand on Harry's shoulder and smiled.
Thanks. Your army training will be very useful, he said.
Harry became serious. Do your people know how many mercenaries and pirates there are and where they're staying? He asked Suma. Suma explained that there were about 50 mercenaries and 60 pirates. They lived in several of the buildings, close to one another, and they had a lot of weapons. The mercenaries and pirates had a pact, and the weapons in the mission belonged to both groups.
How do your men know this? Asked Harry. Perhaps the pirates have got their own weapons.
Suma explained that their operation had been going on secretly for months. The natives had been carefully following the mercenaries and pirates, monitoring their movements. When Suma had met up with his native friends, they had told him all about it. It was of vital importance to know everything about the invaders of their island. Harry and Dave followed Suma to the mission. Suma showed them the quickest way to get there, and they met Peng and Thomas, who were hiding near the building. Two men were standing outside the mission, with assault rifles over their shoulders, talking to each other.
They're mercenaries, explained Peng. We'll wait until they move away, and then we'll enter the building cautiously. If we're seen, that's the end of our plan to recapture our island.
One of the mercenaries pointed to something in the distance, and the two of them walked away. Harry and the others saw their chance and ran to the building. Three more of Suma's contacts were hiding behind the mission. The natives were pleased to have Harry and Dave's help. The group entered the building, making sure that they weren't seen. Thomas led them down some old steps towards the underground tunnel.
This way, he said.
Suddenly, they heard voices and stopped.
Oh no, the mercenaries have returned, said Peng.
Harry saw an open door. He looked inside an empty room.
Quick, everyone in here, he said.
They ran inside the room quietly and closed the door. They heard footsteps running past the room towards the tunnel. Then they heard voices, and Harry immediately recognized one of them as Blackjack's. The footsteps ran back up the steps and out of the building.
I wonder what they were doing, said Dave, worried.
They can't be looking for us, because they would have searched this room, I'm sure, said Harry.
Maybe they were taking out some ammunition.
Come on, let's go to the tunnel.
The group entered the tunnel. At the end of it, they saw lots of boxes filled with dynamite, weapons, and ammunition.
Wow, said Dave, examining the rifles. These are loaded. What are we going to do with all these weapons?
We'll take them to the beach and hide them, answered Suma. Then we'll come back here and make a surprise attack on our enemy.
I don't think we'll have time to take the weapons down to the beach, said Harry. When the mercenaries and bandits discover that the weapons are missing, they'll search for us. We must be prepared to attack them as soon as we take the weapons.
Yes, you're right,
said Suma and Dave, taking rifles and ammunition from one of the boxes.